and the cotton is high.
Once again from Brian, your host, researcher, and guide on a journey about music and how we listen to it. You have just been listening to Summertime by George Gershwin. This piece in a minor key uses a scale we'll talk about a bit later on for its melody, that is the pentatonic scale. But before I launch my boat into the waters of modes and scales, as I mentioned I would last week, I would like to just clarify what this journey is about and where our destination is. Music is an almost universally loved art, which exists in more different guises and forms than most of us suspect or have any knowledge of. Research indicates that around 100 musical traditions exist, and a further more than 100 are to be found in the realm of Western popular music. So we certainly have a wide choice, and I do not profess to be an expert in all of them, or even in many of them. What all of these different systems have in common is that the medium used is sound, and the objective is to move the listener. Here are some of the ways in which music moves us. We could have emotional responses. It could enhance our mood. We could experience physical sensations, for example, dancing, or it could increase our heart rate. It can stimulate our thinking. It has cultural and social connections, and also it can give catharsis and give us a way of having expression. What all these different systems additionally have in common is the mechanism by which the reaction is stimulated, and that mechanism is listening. So the ability to listen with understanding is critical, And the focus of this research and presentation in its various forms of radio, YouTube, and websites and so on is to assist the listening process by directing the listener to the elements which give the music its shape and its power. The four primary elements are applicable to every single one of the genres I mentioned because they are the basic elements of every sound, regardless of how it was generated. And these basics were covered in the first five episodes. They are pitch, duration, intensity, and tone color. From episode 6 onwards, I focused on the elements of Western music, which includes everything that falls under the headings of classical, light music, and every one of those over 100 genres of popular music. So if you thought that what I'm presenting does not apply to your favorite music, unless you are listening to music that is not Western, it most certainly does apply. By Western music, I do not mean country and Western, which is a specific genre. I mean music that is either modal or tonal. Under the heading of Western music, we also have atonal and experimental music. But these alternate systems form a very tiny percentage of Western music, and we'll leave consideration of those to a much later time. What I do need to mention is that if you wish to listen and learn and benefit from my research, knowledge, and presentation, you will need to focus your attention on one of the channels I mentioned. Clearly, in a radio broadcast, I can only repeat things a very few times, and that is why all this information is available also in text format and podcast for you to research in your own time and at your convenience. So to get the benefit of my research, please put other distractions aside and focus. Alternately, if you prefer, you could just listen and enjoy the music. Here's another piece in a minor key to get us into the sound of the minor key. This piece for guitar is by Isaac Albéniz. It's called Leyenda Asturias, The Legend of Asturias. It is in the flamenco style. By definition, tonal music is centered around a keynote which is called the tonic, and which forms the focus point that the music constantly returns to. There are two structures we use that we commonly refer to as major and minor. These major and minor scales serve as the foundation for constructing melodies, harmonies, and chord progressions. The tonal center or tonic is the focal point, and the music typically resolves back to the central pitch. It creates a sense of stability and closure. In major and minor, functional harmony plays a vital role, with chords and chord progressions having specific relationships and functions within the tonal framework. I have already introduced you to these in the major scale, and these are the same for the minor scale. The most important ones are the keynote, which is called the tonic, and its chord, the dominant, the fifth note of the scale ascending, and its chord, the subdominant, the fifth note of the scale descending, remember sub means below, and the chord that belongs to that subdominant. In our all-white key scale C major, these notes are C, G, and F. And I'm going to play for you the Gavotte 1 and 2 from Bach's Orchestral Suite No. 1, just to remind you of what these chords C, G, and F sound like. Please enjoy. Thank you. When we spoke about the all-white key scale, we determined that where a black key is found between any two white keys, that is referred to as a whole step or whole tone. And where there is no black key between, that is a half step or semitone. Then we concluded that if we repeat this pattern starting on any note, we can produce major scales from any note. Please note that other instruments have different ways of measuring this. On the guitar, for example, using consecutive frets on the fingerboard produces half steps, and a whole step means that a fret is skipped and moved on to the next one. Let's listen to something on the guitar in a major key. This is the study in A major by Fernando Sor.
Thank you.
So, if instead of reproducing that pattern, we instead play all the white notes starting anywhere except on C, now we have another six possible scales, and these all sound different. No two are the same, because the arrangement of whole and half steps within each is different. These are referred to as the modes. Modal music focuses on these scales, exploring distinct melodic and harmonic characteristics, and it does not necessarily evolve around a fixed tonal center. Modal music offers a different tonal or color palette, evoking a range of moods distinct from the tonal system. It allows for more freedom in the use of harmonies and can produce an open and less resolved musical atmosphere. The modes of the white notes are the Ionian, which is from C to C, and we call it the major scale, the Dorian, which is from the D to the next D, Phrygian from E to the following E, Lydian from F to F, Mixolydian from G to G, Aeolian from A to A, and we call this one the natural minor scale, and finally the Locrian, which is from B to B. Here is the Ionian mode, the major scale. The Dorian mode. The Phrygian mode. The Lydian mode. Mixolydian mode. The Aeolian mode, or natural minor scale. And finally, the Locrian mode. We will explore each one over several programs. Clearly, if we work out the sequence of whole and half steps, we could also reproduce each one of these starting from any key. One of these, A to A, became just as popular with composers and musicians as the major scale C to C. And these two scales eclipsed all the others in everyday use for about three centuries, from the mid-17th, the 18th, 19th, and part of the 20th centuries. Only more recently has interest in these been revived, also in the so-called popular music genres. A to A is called the natural minor scale. Usually a very important alteration is made. I will describe this later. I'm going to now play a piece for you in this A to A minor scale. This is a work attributed to Mozart, his symphony K16A, and we are going to listen to the third movement. Thank you. It's time for another short break. Please stay with us. Thank you for listening to the people who make this program possible. The distance between any two notes in tonal and modal music is called an interval, and the smallest of them all is the half step or semitone. In my musical experience, this is by far the most important component of each scale, of the harmonies and melodies formed from the scale, and of the listening experience. I will support this point of view with evidence as we continue our discussion of the minor key and the modes in upcoming episodes. For this episode, I will rather play you three pieces of music that avoid the semitone, for you to hear what music minus the semitone sounds like. It has a somewhat fluid or oriental color, and was much enjoyed by the Impressionists. Let's start off with the pentatonic scale. This scale has only five notes, which actually correspond with the black keys of the piano. The piece that we heard earlier, Summertime, used this very scale for its melody, which consisted of only five different notes. This is the melody of Summertime. Everything in this melody except one note belongs to the pentatonic scale. So the scale consisted of these notes. So does this piece that I'm going to play now by Debussy. This piece is called The Girl with the Flaxen Hair, and please listen how the melody circles around only five notes. Thank you. Now we're going to listen to a piece using the whole tone scale. The whole tone scale has no semitones. All the notes are a whole tone apart. What this means is that all the notes are equal. The piece does not seem to have a fixed place that it keeps going back to. This piece, also by Debussy, is called Voiles, or Sails. I hope that you enjoyed that piece. The important point is that these scales have a tendency to sound incomplete, especially the whole tone scale. Maybe this will help you to understand why this sound was enjoyed by Impressionist composers. Their music is the equivalent of the paintings of Monet, Degas, and Renoir, when ordinary life and outdoor scenes quickly became the prime subjects of artists. Impressionist painters were encouraged to experiment with a new technique, which required artists to physically sit outside in nature and paint exactly what they saw, allowing them to accurately capture the fleeting nature of sunlight and atmosphere. Impressionism as a style allowed freely and lightly brushed colors to take priority over lines and contours, as artists favored loose representations over concrete details. Now let's listen to a piece of music we have heard once before in program 2. This is Debussy's Prelude to the Afternoon of the Faun. Listen to how the chromatic scale, using all 12 notes, the pentatonic scale using only 5 notes, the whole tone scale using equally distant notes, and the major scale are blended to form a warm sound wrapping around you like a blanket. Here is a chromatic scale. Here is a pentatonic scale. Here is a whole tone scale. Imagine the sheer beauty of a lazy afternoon as you're just waking up from a nap. You're caught somewhere between dreaming and waking. So, starting in our next episode, we are going to look at the minor scale in some depth, including that important alteration I mentioned, and, if time permits, perhaps the closest mode in colour, the Dorian mode, maybe even the Phrygian mode. Perhaps we might speculate on why it is that one of these two was not as popular as the Aeolian or minor. Perhaps the Dorian seems to need fewer adjustments. These are the three modes that I call the yes-maybe modes. The other three I refer to as the danger modes. And it's all about that tiny semitone half step. Are you going to join me for that next week? Please do. I do realize that while we started off with easy-to-understand concepts in the first five episodes, the material since episode 6 has become complicated. And as I cannot keep repeating it in a radio broadcast, you could be having difficulty following all the explanations. Please write down this web address, where you will find all of the information for past and future episodes in more detail and with examples. https://aboutmusicasoneword.2020b2b.co.za/. Let me repeat that. https://aboutmusic.2020b4brian2b4brian.co.za/. Please remember that about music is one word. I will also be adding additional video material through my YouTube channel, and links to these will be found in the web pages as I create the videos. As usual, this episode will be loaded on gsaradio.stream as a podcast, along with the past 8 episodes. If you have any questions or comments, you are welcome to write to me at brian@gsaradio.stream. In the meantime, goodbye for now.